It's time for another Karma Koala mini bite, and we're talking to Rod Kite of Kite Law on hemp issues. And this is our third one, and I'm going to ask him a question that we sort of covered a bit in number two, but we can do it in a little bit more detail. And my question to Rod is simply, what does the regulated cannabis stroke marijuana industry have against hemp regulated industry? Why can't we all just love one another?
I would love it if we could all love one another, Sean. But you ask a really good question. What does the what's being called the regulated cannabis industry, really the marijuana industry that is governed by state law, have against the hemp regulated industry? And it really boils down primarily to, I think, a lack of understanding, but more importantly, economics. You have players in the marijuana industry who have put down resources, gotten investors, become compliant with their state regulations. And typically that's a pretty expensive prospect. And they have, jumped in and are conducting their business. And then hemp comes along, and hemp products are not usually subject to the same licensing structures, tax structures. And also typically are just easier and quicker and less resources intensive to open. And they're selling what amounts to the exact same products. And so these marijuana companies say, wait, 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 what the heck? We did everything that we were supposed to do, and now this other group is selling the same products and not having to do those things.
But
That's not fair. And that's what they
I've got a
say.
quick question. I wanted to sort of jump in if you don't mind. Is that
Yeah.
when we're talking about lobbyists, we're talking about big cannabis and marijuana industry companies. So a
Right.
perfect example at the moment is Curaleaf, who have just developed a hemp product. So they're playing on both sides of the pitch, so to speak. Why should they be so upset with just the hemp if they can produce the same products? And I would imagine, in the end, we're talking your Tilray's, your Curaleaf's, etc. They're not people who are incapable of working in this other market. So is it just sort of trying to squish people?
It's just, yeah. I mean, and I wanted to lay out the case for them in the first part of what I said, because it's a rational case, but the bottom line is they want to squish people. I think that there's nothing preventing these marijuana companies from simply either expanding into hemp or just pivoting totally, completely into it. However, the opposite is not true. In most states, it's difficult and often impossible for hemp companies to pivot into or expand into marijuana. And so it's sort of like the old taxi badge and rideshare thing. For years and years, decades, we had taxi drivers, and then along came rideshare apps, Uber and Lyft and some of these others. And when they came along, we heard lots of similar types of arguments from the taxi driver unions saying, wait a second, this is not fair, and this is going to be unsafe for the consumers, and we've done what we're supposed to do, and these other people aren't even licensed, and blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? Taxis still exist, first of all, but more importantly, the consumers have made this choice that Uber and Lyft and other rideshares are
Or a
really, I
better
think,
option.
what they tend to prefer. And that's just how things go. And we've discovered, that hemp and the path that it's presented, and I can go into a lot of detail, but I can't in this segment. Why it's better, but is a better path. And we and it, the thing to do instead of resisting it is to embrace it. And fortunately, Sean, in my practice, we get calls every single day from marijuana operators, primarily on the West Coast, but some in the Northeast as well, who are sort of opening their eyes in the same way that Curaleaf did, and are expanding into the hemp industry. And we expect to see a whole lot more of that.
Rod, once again, thank you very much for being on the Karma Koala mini bite, giving us a bit of insight into why cannabis industry is a little bit upset with the hemp industry. But as you rounded up at the end there, it seems that there might be a coming together after all.